This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And the way you do that is you listen, you get informed, and then you take that out into the real world with you. I really don't know any other way to put it. If you got a better way I can say it, let me know. But here's the deal. You guys go out there half-cocked. I don't know any way to say that either. You go out there half-cocked. You think you got the information. It's like this sub thing that's going on right now, right? I told you guys the other day, I'm not going to talk about it because the information's all over the place. I don't know what's true. I don't know what's not true. And I don't want to have to come back to you next week and go, oh, yeah, I bought into the hype and I blew you out. Okay. It's a conspiracy, yeah, whatever. I don't want to do any of that. So I'd rather just keep my mouth shut and, let it play out, and then we'll talk about it more later on. But I'll tell you what, somebody who's a heck of a lot smarter than I am, Sonia Smith joins us. she's my co-host, and she is every Friday. I always appreciate her time with me. And I don't know, Sonia, yeah, you keep it up on this sub thing or no?
Oh, a little bit. My daughter was consumed with it yesterday, and now she's consumed with James Cameron. And I think it's pretty sad, but I think that water must be cursed right there.
I don't, you know, why is she consumed with James Cameron? What happened there?
Because apparently he gave his two cents on it. He's done a lot of amazing underwater things. I know that he went down. He was the first person I heard that took one of those little mini subs down to look at the Titanic. Yep. And the movies he's done, from The Abyss to, I think he's got his hands on some people who know very well what's going to happen in the future. I was talking a few weeks ago about The Terminator. That's one of his concoctions. He's done Avatar.
Really?
His underwater stuff is amazing. His dad was an engineer, and he only went to Cal State Fullerton, but this guy is a genius. So,
well,
I mean,
went
my daughter...
Cal State Fullerton, thanks. You just blew out a half a dozen of my listeners there.
Yeah, oh, sorry. Sorry, people talking movies here. But, you know, I hear he's not a wonderful person, but, I think that the whole sub thing was weird. It looked like a toy. It was run by one of those things that you use on a video game. I don't understand why people so rich went down. Apparently, the story is people who've been on it before said they'd never go in that rat trap again. So I don't understand what happened there. And I really don't understand what's going on with the Biden administration and the military were keeping such odd secrets, and apparently they knew the people had perished days before they inform the public and the parents. And I just can't wrap my head around what's going on with this story.
Yeah, I heard the Navy knew, they heard with their, you know, secret deep sea listening devices. They heard what was going on. They heard the implosion, not explosion,
right.
But implosion.
Implosion, because the pressure.
And, and they let the Coast Guard know about it, but the Coast Guard, for some reason, felt the necessity to keep the charade going for days.
Well, you know what the story is. The scuttlebutt is that it kept people from talking about Hunter.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah, I can see it.
Come on, you can see how that plays out, right?
Yeah, but nobody's talking about him anyhow. You know, he's scot free anyhow. So they didn't have
And now they have even more and more information on money that changed hands. And
yes,
and you got the whistleblowers. I was talking about it earlier. You have the whistleblowers that come forward now, and they're saying, "Hey, look." The White House, they squelched a warrant to go search his premises, and then when they finally did want to search the premises, they were able to get the information to the attorneys first before they got there. I'm thinking, wow, my God, can you imagine that happening with anybody else?
Or, as CNN would entitle this story, "Nothing to See Here."
That's right. They did. Yeah.
Never going to talk about this. There's never. I mean, we knew about this information a long time ago. I can bet you turn on CNN right now and you ain't going to hear anything about it.
Yeah,
so I could see how they use the submarine as a diversion. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anything. They're looking for anything. They want some kind of major explosion somewhere.
Exactly.
You know. Well, okay, so I was talking about this earlier, and somebody sent me this story. I told you, the church I went to, and he did 26 or 28 weeks on race, religion, and racism. And actually, nicely tied together how the church did, I won't say promote, but accepted and didn't do anything to stop racism in the very, very, very early days. And you know, it's sad. Misinterpretation, misunderstanding. But again, like I always say with things, why not give credit to organizations and places that have made the corrections, made the changes, realized the error of their ways, and now trying to make it better again. But a new poll shows that racial issues in America are up as far as people are concerned, but the average American believes that people of faith can help reunite us. Let's hit that on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Sonya Schmidt. Yeah, you don't need me. You'll have her. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Masina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. And I bring on people that can make it work, right? Sonia Schmidt, my co-host for tonight, always enjoy her time with me, Sonia. You know, we left the last segment, and there's a USA Today story out that says, or I should say a poll, that says, you know, basically the new poll shows that racial issues that divide Americans are growing, which I'm not so sure I believe. I think it's based on stuff that they're reading and seeing come across their Twitter or whatever. But it goes on to speak about how the people of faith can help unite us, get us back together again. The problem is, in my humble opinion, I agree with the premise, But you've got a group out there. What are they talking about? Christian white nationalists. How do you pull people together?
Once again, very confusing. I think they're right. I mean, too.
Mm-hmm.
Who was responsible for ending slavery? It was a moral Christian effort to end slavery in this country, so it can do monumental things. Problem we got right now also is that the church is so divided, and they're not doing what's biblical. So you got that, but they hate Christians, so I don't know what they're talking about. Yes, we could solve this problem. And I do believe things are worse, Joe. I think in our circles, things are just fine. They're the way they've always been because we're who we've always been. But the left is dividing up the American pie into all kinds of pieces, whether it be race or gender or, you know, anything else. When you got 300 and some odd genders, that's a lot of division. Well, and they won't even let the church speak to people who may want to get over their, well, I don't like to say get over, but deal with their gender identity. So I don't know how they expect the church to do it when they're actively making laws saying that, you can't talk about that to people. You can't talk about coming out of the gay community if you're part of the church. So again,
and the other thing about it is you get so much heat, like the white pastors. I almost never hear a white pastor talking about, you know, racism. And the few that I've heard talk about it, when you check it out online, they're getting pummeled. Now, I don't know if they're getting pummeled by the black community, white community, whatever. You don't understand, you don't have a right to speak to it. And I'm going, wait a minute, he's not speaking to it from a color thing. He's speaking to it from a heart of Christ thing. He's speaking to it from a perspective of how God sees us. There's no colors. There's no, it doesn't work that way in God's world.
The only pastors, white pastors I've seen talk about it, take that woke attitude and spend blame.
Yeah,
I left a church because of that. Mm-hmm. I was the victim. White people were doing it to me.
Hey, if they were giving me free stuff, I would have played it up, but go ahead.
Yeah, they weren't offering no reparations, otherwise I would have stayed. But no, they were telling, white people that they were it was their fault and they had to do better. They were reprimanded. And I'm like, I can't stand to watch this. It's so sad.
It is. But it's an emotional thing. They think, not any group of singular white person can fix the sins of slavery for the years, right?
Right.
But moving forward, we can turn around and make sure we don't tolerate it. We don't tolerate any form of racism. We teach our children, our grandchildren, our nieces, our nephews. That's what we can do going forward. That's what we
right.
can do to make things better.
Right, but how are you going to do that when everything is racist? Math is racist.
I know.
And, I mean, when they keep moving the goalposts, because the problem is not necessarily racism. The problem is that they have to keep perpetuating racism in order to get votes, to stay in power, to get money, to skim off the top, to keep victims. So as long as you've got that, we can do all the it's not nice to be racist, speeches all we want. But if everything...
It's going to be filled with action.
Yeah, but how are you going to do that when everything... I mean, you could probably remember the list better than I can, but the last I heard, math was racist.
Yeah.
what are you going to talk to your kid about math? And then if you tell them, racism is not your biggest problem. Learning how to read might be in order.
Oh.
Now you're a sellout.
Yep.
Listen, I can't think of the last time where racism was an obstacle in my life.
Somebody in the chat room says, why can't people just be people?
Why can't... That's racism in itself.
Oh,
the left would say,
that's right.
The left would say, the left would say not seeing race, not allowing people to be... But she... Nobody's negating people's ethnicities and all that. You can still be all of who you are as a culture and be an American too. But those days of wanting to be an American are gone, buddy. That is racist.
Well,
everything's racist.
When you say things like, and I've said this on the air, and then I can show you some of the emails I get. Look, I want to go back to the good old days.
All right. Well, slavery.
So I'm bingo. Because I'm a white male, I'm talking about, you know, where blacks knew their place, where women knew their place. Where, like, shut up. That's not what I mean at all. How about this? I'd like to go back to the year before Barack Obama became president. Okay? I mean...
You're better than me. I just wish...
Well, you're a Christian. Yeah, be nice.
Now, listen, Trump was the first time I was able to have a good night's sleep. I figured even if we did get in a war, he'd have his reasons. I'm going to bed. But
it'd be over in 12 minutes.
It'd be over in 12 minutes. Now, it's like, oh, what could be happening now? What's going on now? Oh, now, mm-hmm. I don't remember having these kinds of problems. And when I look back at all the careers and all the opportunities that I've had in this country, and as far as I can tell, I've always been black and female, racism has never held me back. Racists have never held me back.
In modern history, I know, I'm going to get hate mail for this one. Has a white person held you back from progressing?
Just my ex-husband.
Ouch.
Have they held me back? No.
Right, because you're a strong, smart woman. You're not going to let anything get in your way when you want to go for something. And I think that's what makes you succeed.
And you have to be prepared for what it is you want. I mean, as opposed to, and I'm sure you're going to bring up the article that you sent me about hoochie mamas, and that's supposed to be the black female culture. You ain't going to get there. Racism is not going to be your problem if you're a black woman and you are carrying yourself as a hoochie mama.
It's your hoochie mama, lady friend. Okay, we got to go for a quick break. Be back in a minute so I can clean up the coffee I just lost. Be right back. Joe Mesina, your host. So go far.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House says it is monitoring the situation in Russia after the country accused the head of the Wagner mercenary group of inciting an armed mutiny. The country's National Anti-Terrorism Committee opened a criminal case against the mercenary boss just hours after Yevgeny Prigozhin criticized Russia for lying about the war in Ukraine. On Friday, he claimed a huge number of his troops fighting in Ukraine were killed by Russian forces and threatened to start a rebellion. Wagner mercenary forces have been reported near the Russian city of Rostov. Russian officials are demanding a halt to Prigozhin's actions and say they are taking all necessary measures to respond. New York City is requiring hospitals and healthcare facilities to make the prices of procedures public. City Council members unanimously approved the measure first introduced by Councilwoman Julie Menin. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Pleasure to have you. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Let me bring my co-host on for Friday's. Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does it every Friday as my co-host for the evening. And, you know, again, I love these conversations we have. I know some people we make nuts. I got to start sending you the email sometimes, right?
I'm good.
Oh, yeah. For me, I love it. I think it's wonderful. But others, they love the open and honest conversation that you and I have. And I said, well, first of all, we've been friends forever, and we know where each other's heart is at.
Yeah.
Even when I say stupid stuff, you still correct me in a loving
stuff,
way.
Stupid stuff, I can make fun of you. But, I mean, it's called being authentic, and I think that that's something that our culture's gotten really away from, especially with the left telling us what we can say, how we can say, when we can say
it. True.
And neither one of us can follow any of those rules, so we say what we mean and mean what we say. Even if, like, I go back and forth on things sometimes. I'm just trying to find, I'm trying to find my truth, okay? That's all I'm trying to do.
Well, a little bit of a dust. I mean, I'll get into a different story in a second, but a little bit of a dust up here. T.D. Jakes, which is, you know, I mean, again, I'm not a disliker of him, but I'm not a follower of his. But he did a Father's Day sermon that really threw the feminist into a turmoil. Apparently, somebody, you know, tinged him on something that he said. He said, you know what? He said, I am tired of you women, you single women, telling me and other men how to be men. What do you know about being a man? You know, what is... And he just went off on the whole thing. And, you know, down to the point of, you know, you can no more teach me or a little boy how to be a man than I can teach you or your daughter, your little girl, to be a woman. So stop telling us what you want and you think that's what a man is, and let us be the men that God designed us to be. You agree?
I agree. I'd love to know what some of their comments were before I totally jump on the bandwagon. I really don't like it when people say, you know, stop telling us. I wish he had not said, don't tell us how to be a man, but talk to me about
Well,
but a man, what a man. I wonder what their complaints were. Because
okay,
a lot.
Let me interrupt you because I talk to men, right?
Okay.
And some of their, the most common one is women complain about not having what somebody else doesn't have. If you were a real man, I would have a this. If you were a real man, you would take your kids and do this. If you were, that doesn't necessarily have to do with manhood, okay? If you want to go for the biblical perception of what a man is or reality of what a man is supposed to first honor God and how he takes care of his family. He's supposed to take care of his family. You Christian women who look at your husband and go, well, I don't need your help. I make more money than you anyhow. That is so ungodly. It's pathetic because that man is made to protect, take care of, and provide for his family. You take away from him when you accuse him of not doing those things when he truly is working at it and trying to do. I know it's a lot more than that, but you see where I'm going with this.
Okay? Yeah. I agree with you, and I tell women from my own personal experience, if you can't be extremely happy with what this man can provide for you and how he's providing for you right now in this relationship, don't marry him.
That's right.
Okay, because all it's going to breed is contempt. I was one of those high earners. And I never held it over my husband's head, but it became obvious that I was doing well. I had the money, I had the credit score, I had all the stuff, which we tell women to do because we don't want, and I get that side of it too, that we don't want women to be, dependent only because you can be left out in the cold. I was talking to a woman. She's a minister. She has a ministry for women, abused women. One of the main reasons these women cannot get to safety is because they have no financial security. So it's really tricky that women are getting these mixed messages. We also live in an incredibly materialistic society, and we're looking at and Instagrams and we're looking at social media that makes everybody's life look better than yours. And everybody's, you know, going on vacations and
we have a pool with their little pretty toes.
And the little dog so I think it's a lot harder for a man to be a provider for women who think that is important, who thinks that those things are important. There is no way that the average man could supply a woman with all of that she thinks is special, that she thinks means love to her. And one of the reasons...
envy, right? I mean, when you see that...
It's total envy. It's covetousness. Mm-hmm. Covetousness. I can't even say it. That's how evil it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, when you start doing all that, then you're having expectations of yourself and of your partner, your husband, that nobody could happily give, you know, or receive, because once you receive that, you're going to want more and more and more. It's greed. It's envy. It's a bad way to start. But I'm just telling you, ladies, don't talk about the men. Stop, what's the polite word to say? Stop intermingling with men who can't provide you with what you want, so all you can do is complain about him and be dissatisfied with him. You can't find one that can give you what you want. Don't marry him. Don't do that to him. Don't do that to yourself.
Well, yeah, it's interesting you should say that because the community we live in, you can go to a Starbucks at 8:30 in the morning after all those women drop off their kids, and they're sitting there in little clusters at the table with their caramel macchiato, light roast, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Right? And complaining about their husbands. And I'm sitting there saying to myself...
Out here?
Out here.
Please.
Yeah, right? You're already... And I sit there and I think to myself two things. One is, from a biblical perspective, right? Faith comes by hearing and hearing, and you keep speaking these things. And after a while, no matter what, look at Marianne's husband. Yeah, he buys her a new car every 2 years. My husband, my car's 5 years old. I don't understand why, you know, if he loved me and the kids, why wouldn't he get me a new car? And you hear them, and I'm going, oh, my God, I'm going to get you a 1969 Pinto. And you know?
Right. And let's back up. For those women to view that as love, they've got some real personal problems that they have to work on, probably long before they get married. But well, that ain't going to happen.
I got, we have, Tammy and I have simple silver band wedding rings, right?
Uh-huh.
She doesn't have like a 3-carat thing. And you hear
right.
these women, no. When I'm 10, he better be saving down, because when we've been married for 10 years, I want me a 1-carat diamond. And I'm thinking to myself, those are momentary happy things. If you need those things, or if you say you need those things because you think it shows that he loves you more, my God.
I can guarantee you those women don't love their husbands and don't feel loved by their husbands. So they have to have trinkets to prove it and prove it to other women.
That's interesting.
So, yeah, no, they're not in love. And the guy who's buying his car, the wife, a new, you know, I know some people out like this. He's like, do you want me to bring the Bentley or the such and such? And I'm like, I don't care. We can take the bus as far as I'm concerned. It don't mean nothing to me. And your husband's probably out hanging out with the secretary. So that's kind of what maybe why he's buying you these very expensive, you know, stay out of my hair gifts.
Yeah.
So I don't subscribe to any of that, but I don't, which is probably why I'll never be a good wife.
You would make somebody a good wife. I think what it is, we've gotten confused with joy and happiness, right? Happiness is fleeting. Happiness is not something that's long-term. But joy is. When you have a... You know, I said this the other day with that AI thing came out and said conservative women are much prettier, much smarter, all the whole nine yards.
And happier.
Happier, the whole nine yards. And I always say, you know what? I think, personal opinion, I think the same thing with Christian women. Women who truly have a relationship with Jesus Christ, they look happy. Their faces don't look stressed out all the time. They have a whole different demeanor and a walk about them.
Yeah.
And it's evident. All right. We have to go pay the bills. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go. And you keep that Christ-like smile on your face. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. I don't care how...
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Let me bring her back on because she is also part of the solution. Sonia Schmidt joins me as my co-host, as she does every Friday. I always appreciate her time with me and her, you know, her the way she approaches things. And, you know, I don't know if people have noticed, you and I don't agree on everything.
No.
You're not, apparently you're not that right wing, you know, submissive woman in the Republican Party. I don't know if you didn't get the manual apparently or something.
No, I forgot. They didn't tell me. But no, I mean, and I may change my mind after thinking about it. Just like when we talked about the Little Mermaid for a few weeks, and then I went and saw the movie, and I came back loaded for bear, and I'm like, I totally changed my mind on this. So, you know, I try to think things through. I try, you know. But you always hit me with these male-female stories that drive me nuts, and you do that at the end of, you know, towards the end of the hour. But I can guarantee you that the women who were so dissatisfied with men in this T.D. Jakes story didn't have dads, didn't have examples of how it was, how to be treated as a woman. And black women in general are never treated, have never been as a rule in general treated with respect, esteem, placed on a pedestal, like a flower, like the prize. So I think for a woman, that crushes her soul, and she comes out with a certain amount of bitterness. It's very hard to warm up to, let's say. If you were a guy, and I know you are, because I've seen your gender thing written on a...
My wife said, there's no way to mistake you as feminine
no
in
way.
Any way.
it's just, I don't want to be rude. I don't want to presume. But I think that when women are real rough around the edges, I was watching the comedian, she's not a looker, but the comedian Tracy Jones, okay. And you've seen her, you know who that is,
yeah.
Right? She was in,
yeah.
Okay. Not a looker. And she is so rough around the edges. She is so manly. And the funny thing about her routine is that she claims to like men. She wants a boyfriend, but she acts like a man, and that is so funny. Had she done her whole stand-up routine and said she was into girls, you would buy it, no, you know, because she's like a dude. But the fact that she likes men and can't get one is hilarious.
You know, all right, so we're going to go do that story I sent you in a second, but I want to do a little setup here from a standpoint of... So, you know, the church I went to, God, for 17 years, maybe 18 years, was predominantly, you know, 90% black people in the church, you know, some Hispanic and some white. I always joke to say, if you walk into church, you wouldn't have any problem finding me.
No.
And there were like 6,000 or 7,000 people there, so you just know. But, you know, you get these things in your mind when somebody talks about an Italian guy, Italian girl, or whatever. When you talk about black women... Well, I'm surrounded by black women at the church. And yes. I never really thought of black women as, you know, there were always very pretty women, very pretty black women. A lot of them were slender. The older women were a little heavier, always dressed nicely, that kind of thing. After this whole, what's her name, Lizzo Lizard thing, with that woman that's like 600 pounds, whatever she is.
Yeah.
And, okay. Every time somebody talks about these black women, I'm thinking of her, this big woman. And
well,
it's terrible. But then I sent you that story on the Hoochie Mama Con. What is it? Hoochie Con. Did you know they had a Hoochie Con?
No, I did not.
Black
and
woman.
I wish I had known because I have the outfits.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for that. And you look at that. And what, who's the woman out front? The woman out front is what? She's about 350 pounds?
Probably
easily. With a costume that is probably for somebody about 125 pounds.
But it's a whole
Come
body
on.
Positive. There's a whole body positive
body,
movement.
That's body positive.
Which is very maybe. Unhealthy for black women.
At least wear something that fits you.
In her mind, it fits her.
Don't.
And trust me, when she goes to the club, she's getting attention. No, the last thing that we need, and you know, you're gonna. On one hand, we do a story where black women are complaining that they can't find a man, and then the next story is about 350-pound women, where you know, supporting that image of themselves and embracing their inner hoochie.
Okay.
Those two things just don't match up. You're not going to meet a good guy. I have the most wonderful daughter in the world, but she both my kids were entertained. They came from the entertainment field, right? So you don't have to wear three-piece suits and all that and be all proper to be in the entertainment field. So consequently, she's got tattoos, she's got piercings, the top of her hair is pink. She works, and now she's come from entertainment, now she works in costuming. It's a thing. But I'm like, gosh, she's not, I don't know what kind of guy she's going to meet. You know, in that outfit, in that costume. And I'm like, there's nothing wrong with it. If they get to know her, she's wonderful. But I think that the average good guy is going to look at that, just like there's some, probably some women at HoochieCon that are very nice women, I guess. But I don't know what their life is going to be like if that's the image of themselves that they're trying to portray to the world. People judge you by how you look.
You know, I'm going to get 1950s on you.
Okay, go for it.
And I know I'm going to take a lot of crap for this, right? But, you know, when guys are young, I don't care what color you are, when guys are young, you know, they want to play around. I'm sure women do, too. I'm not a woman, so I can't even make that statement.
Yes,
but, you know,
they
guys
do.
Are looking, a lot of young men are looking, you know, to have sex. Testosterone's running crazy. Their hormones are running nuts.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of these guys, when you talk to later on, they had no respect for those women.
Of course not.
Right?
But
it doesn't make it okay. I don't want anybody to think I'm saying this is okay for a guy to do that. But
no, it's just it's called reality.
Thank
okay?
You. Yeah.
At a certain age, I mean, listen, guys are into it, but guess what? Women are also into it because they have a real ticking time clock in their wombs. That's how God created us. So she wants to have a baby. Sadly, and I always joke about this, sadly, females, we don't force our males to prove to us that they should be in our lives. In the animal kingdom, males have to kill another male. They have to wipe out everybody in the whole whatever, the lion.
Whatever.
Whole
yeah,
tribe, right, yeah. Right. There's going to be bloodshed over a date.
Yep.
In the animal kingdom. Ours is like if you call me when you say, or you pick up the phone because I'm going to call you because I don't even expect you to call me. You don't even have to do that. I'll put your number in my phone and I will call you. So there's a, we're not expecting the best of our men, and we're both at a point in our lives where we naturally want to procreate. It's just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So but we don't have any brains. Now, years ago, you couldn't get that far without being respectful, without meeting the parents, without dressing properly, without appearing and showing up as a mature person.
Right.
Nowadays, the girl drives. If the boy does drive, he will honk the horn and she'll come a-running.
Yeah.
No. So, yeah, there's just no reason for people to be.
God. And look where it's got us. I'm not trying to sound like that 1950s guy sitting on his porch, but really, for the parents, for authority, for that woman that you want to go out with or may even want to have as a wife, there's really no basis.
Why have a wife when you can get everything you want this day and age?
Yes, true.
Everything you want, everything that you couldn't get in Mr. 1950s, you could not do that at all. And you can do that with her this night and that with somebody else the next night. And if you're not into human people at all, you can do it with an AI.
Oh, stop it. Really?
So you don't even have to have human interaction. Hey, listen, you look at the numbers of people of certain ages that have never even had human contact because their lives are so filled with what they can get on the internet. You don't even have to have personal interactions. So
you know it's a big thing right now. We can talk about it in the next show, but sex bots, robots that you can actually have sex with. And they're
sure.
Big in Japan. They ain't blow up.
Yes.
They're real electronic.
No, they're beautiful, too.
God, stop it.
No, I know. I was like, don't they have these in guy versions?
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
Here we go.
Kidding.
Yeah, all right. Thank you very much. Well,
no, it's bad.
We're done. You can go eat your, I don't even know what you have for dinner.
I made roasted chicken tonight.
Ooh, I'll be over in 20 minutes. Maybe an hour.
I'm still on my diet. Okay. I'm plugging away here.
Well, listen, God bless. Thanks for being on. I always appreciate your time with me. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, lady.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far, because I got some stuff I got to talk to you about the next hour. Be back in a few minutes.